It is just too much for some people to accept the humanity of Jesus. We like to think of him as a deity, as having all the attributes of God and his majesty and his power as God. And that is true. That is what he is. But it's just as much of a heresy to say that Jesus was not human. He came to us to share the human experience. He is God in the flesh, fully God, fully man. You see, the people in Jesus' day accepted him as a human, but they had to understand and be shown that this was indeed God with us, his divine qualities, that he was the Son of God. But as Jesus grew in wisdom and stature before the Lord, people began to recognize these divine qualities in him. They first got a glimpse of it when he was about 12 years old. Let's listen to the story in Luke, the 2nd chapter, in the 41st verse. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought for him among their kinsfolks and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they returned back to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know it must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. You see, Jesus grew up, but as he grew, his qualities began coming through, and his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And we hear no more about Jesus for the next 20 or so years, until Jesus was about 30 years old. And a lot of people have made different things up about this and written books and one thing and another, because we would like to know what it was like. But the Bible tells us what we need to know. That is that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. He grew up and he was in favor with God and man. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you knew exactly the right way to bring the Savior into the world, to be born, to be subject to death, to be subject to everything that human beings have. It says in your word that he had to be made like us in every way so that he could call us brothers and sisters. So I thank you for your plan, and I thank you for Jesus, who we understand to be your Son, both God and man. In Jesus' name, amen.